Right now, panel, though, time for you to answer some questions for you about the week's news. Adam, as you know, the issue of wiretaps and suspected terror subjects is quite controversial, especially the question of whether the phone companies helped the government spy on American citizens.
Yes.
Well, this week we heard about some phone companies saying they would not help the FBI conduct wiretaps any longer. For what principled reason?
It's too expensive.
No?
The FBI is over their minutes.
Not quite. That's funny, though. Yeah,
they didn't buy the espionage plan.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry.
We're close, though.
If you got in on a share plan with the CIA,
right. Friends and family.
Yeah. But no. Can I have a hint?
Yeah, man. This is despite the FBI getting a cutting off service message.
Oh, the FBI hasn't paid them.
Exactly. The FBI hasn't paid their phone bills. We have great news for the ACLU and for terrorists with girlfriends who are studying abroad. The FBI is no longer listening in on your phone calls. You'd think that the U.S. government would sign up for auto pay or something, get bills your credit card. No. So they failed to pay hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars worth of bills for these extra lines that allow them to listen in on phone conversations. The phone
Without
companies
warrant.
Cut them off.
Right.
So now the FBI is back to their earlier low-tech methods. So terrorists, malcontents, everybody check behind your potted plants to see if there's somebody standing behind them.
There you go, low tech. So you don't need a warrant anymore, but you do need a valid credit card.
Exactly.